Morning Watch, The Factor of Blending for the Reality of the Body of Christ, Week 7, Friday Related Verses, Romans 16:1, 16:20. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a deaconess of the church which is in Cenchrea. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. 1 Corinthians 10:17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Romans 15:2-6-7. Let each of us please his neighbor with a view to what is good for building up, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, as Christ also received you to the glory of God. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Related reading. The last three chapters of Romans show that we need to reign in life, particularly in two crucial matters. The first matter is in imitating the apostle, to bring the local churches into the fellowship of the body of Christ. The second matter is in following in the apostle's footsteps, to bring all the saints into the blending life of the entire body of Christ. The last three chapters of Romans show the blending and fellowship of the body life, brought forth through the apostles receiving according to God in Christ. Such an explanation was not seen by the Bible expositors throughout the generations. Romans 16 gives us an excellent pattern of the apostle in bringing all the saints into the blending life of the entire body of Christ. It is in such a life that we can truly reign in life. We must follow in the footsteps of the apostle. He brought us into the blending life of the entire body of Christ by recommendations and greetings, in order that the God of peace may crush Satan under our feet, and we may enjoy the rich grace of Christ. In Romans 16, the Apostle Paul greeted the saints one by one, mentioning at least 27 names. Moreover, he greeted the saints generally. This shows that he had a considerable amount of knowledge, understanding, and care with regard to every one of them. Such recommendations and greetings show both the mutual concern among the saints and the mutual fellowship among the churches. It is by the church's fellowship in the body that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet, and we will be able to enjoy the rich grace of Christ. According to Ephesians 1:22-23, the goal of God's economy is the church, which is Christ's body. The highest peak of the Lord's recovery that can really, practically, and actually carry out God's economy is for God to produce not many local churches in a physical way, but an organic body to be his organism. We all have a physical body, but our body actually is not the reality of our being. Likewise, the churches set up around the globe are a physical frame, but among the churches there may be no reality of the body of Christ. The thought of blending is very strong in the Bible. In the Old Testament, there is a type of the blending for the fulfillment of God's economy. This type of the blending is strongly referred to by the Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians 10:17, Paul says, "Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." Paul's thought of the church being one bread was not his own invention. Rather, it was taken from the Old Testament. The meal offering in Leviticus 2:4 consisted of cakes made of fine flour mingled with oil. That is blending. Paul tells us that the church is a bread, a cake made of fine flour, This fine flour comes from wheat grains, and the wheat grains come from the one grain of wheat, which is Christ. We are the many grains so that we may be ground into fine flour for making the cake, the bread of the church. The truth of blending is in the Holy Word, but hardly anyone speaks about blending because this is not only very high and deep, but also very mysterious. It is not a physical matter.